703 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now is Efren Ramirez. There's going to be an evening with John Hader, John Grease, and Efren Ramirez, Napoleon Dynamite film screening and conversation coming on the 22nd. Efren, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm back in Los Angeles, so it's like the fact that we're going on tour and we screen the movie and there's so many fans of Napoleon Dynamite. It's nuts. I get surprised all the time every time I go.
Hey, tell me about how you became involved with this movie.
Well, that's the thing about the movie is that, you know, I work as an actor and I was working on a show called Even Stevens at the time.
Yes.
And once I got Napoleon Dynamite, you know, it's an independent film and has all these wonderful, you know, all these great actors. And for us, when it got picked up by the studios and it spread like wildfire, everybody was so drawn to Napoleon Dynamite. And what's crazy that even after 18 years, when we do these screenings of Napoleon Dynamite, people are dressed up as the characters. So people dress up as Napoleon or as Pedro or as Uncle Rico or as La Fonda or as Zeb. And we got families and college students and grandparents who show up with footballs, piñatas, cakes. It's pretty funny.
What did you think when you first read the script for Pedro? What did you think about that? Was that the part that you wanted when you first came? Or did it come to you and say, we want you to be Pedro? How did that come about?
Well, you know, so you work as an actor and, you know, here I am doing theater for this, you know, for Shakespeare. And you train yourself as an actor, but when I read the script of Napoleon Dynamite, it was so different. I was like, what is this? Who's this guy with big hair and goes, push, and talks about skills and all that? And I was like, this doesn't make any sense. So it was only when I got the job as an actor, I remember showing up my first day on set. And I met John Heater as Napoleon. And he was like, he had his moon boots on and his jeans. He was like, hey, are you Pedro? And I thought like, maybe this is going to work. I don't know. So, but it's like all these characters are so loved. And what's so great about this script itself is that it has to do with hope. It has to deal with inclusion.
Yes.
It has to deal with, you know, diversity. And everybody, you know, every single character is really striving to find something better about themselves, you know. And it's about friendship, you know. You see that friendship between Napoleon and Pedro. And great things happen, like, in the end of the movie. And if you haven't seen it yet, well, just have a time machine, you big nerd.
Yes, you need to go see it. And there's so many classic lines from this movie. What was your favorite line, or what was your favorite scene in the movie?
I don't know. My favorite character is Kip. Maybe perhaps when they get the time machine, or when he's getting his butt kicked by Rex Quando. What do you say? That is hilarious.
You know, every time I eat a quesadilla, the first thing that comes to myself is, well, dang, Napoleon, just go in there and make yourself a dang quesadilla. That's the thing. I'll say that exactly. Every time I eat one.
Yeah. You know.
And of course, you offering protection. That has been my favorite thing. I actually wanted to get a t-shirt that said Pedro offers you protection. Every time I think about that as well, when you're running for class president, is so funny.
You know, it's amazing to see, even when we do these screenings on these shows, people have t-shirts where they say Sanchez and Dynamite, you know, Pedro Sanchez for president 2024. I'm thinking, yeah, maybe I should run.
This is going to be a great night that's happening Saturday, October 22nd. There's actually going to be a film screening there. Also, an audience Q&A and a moderation discussed with Lonita Cook, who is a film critic at KCTV5. So make sure you find out how you get more information at kprs.com so you can see Efren Ramirez and the whole gang in town Saturday, October 22nd at Yardley Hall. What else you got going on right now? Any other new movies or projects that we need to look out for you in?
I got three movies coming out next year, but I'm in Lightyear, you know, for Disney Pixar, that just came out with Chris Evans and Taika Waititi, and I just did an episode on FBI Most Wanted. I play a really bad guy.
Ooh.
So, you know, I'm an actor, so I play multiple different characters.
Ooh.
So I'm very fortunate to play so many different roles, and I'm hoping to just keep on trucking.
Yeah, yes. Well, I'm glad I got to spend some time talking to you this afternoon about this great movie. I got to figure out a way to get out there Saturday night so I can see you October 22nd at Yardley Hall. And I'm definitely going to have to look for the FBI's Most Wanted now, because that definitely want to see you as a villain. That looks like a very good thing I want to see up my alley. So I definitely got to look out for that.
And I get to give a shout out to John Grice, who played Uncle Rico. He's actually going to be in White Lotus that's coming up too on HBO.
I hate you, Uncle Rico.
He's a fantastic actor. I mean, I love that guy, and he's family. And so is John Heder, who plays Napoleon. You know, it's like when you see us three on stage, we're like, we just I don't know, we riff, and they're my brothers till the very end, man. And it's gonna be so much fun. So I'm hoping to see you there. If not, I'm just going to get my time machine and go back to this interview and make sure that you go.
Got to work on my nunchuck skills. I got to work on those before I see you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Thank you, my man. I'm glad I got to talk to you, and hopefully get to see you soon when you come to the city on the 22nd, my man.
All right. Peace out.